game it was. Back and forth, back and forth. Talk about your message in that huddle in the fourth quarter when Evansville Wrights opened up on an 8-0 run.
Yeah, they went on an 8-0 run. I think they went up by 10 or so. And I guess, guys, you just got to keep on battling. I mean, we can't quit. That's something we've not done all year. We've been fortunate. We've always had the lead on most of the games. We knew that the type of team that Evansville, what a team. I mean, we were very fortunate that shots started falling for us. Just back and forth. Nobody could hang on to a lead. Proud of our kids for staying in there, hanging in there, and winning the state championship for Homestead High School.
You know, the cliche is you leave it all on the court, where you guys really did. You only play six players most of the season. You had a kid that fouls out late in the fourth. All five guys stepping up there in that overtime period.
It was just great. The way those kids just stayed. They're resilient. They kept battling. That's something we had to do against Carroll. That's something we did against Carmel. I'm speechless. I just don't know what to say. But I thank the good man above for all of his blessings and just a great group of young men.
Caleb Swanigan, 20-14 tonight. Just talk about the presence. I looked over your shoulder in one of the timeouts when you guys were trailing, and he stepped up and said, "Nobody, everybody, keep their heads up. We're not out of this. We're going to get right back in." And talk about his senior leadership
this
year.
He just has great leadership. I mean, and he's the man. I've said that from the get-go, and everybody knows he's the man, and they listen to him, they watch his lead. So, Taj Curry with big steals to where we were able to catch up and get the lead. You know, I thought it looked a little bleak there. We had Jordan in foul trouble. We had a lot of our guys in foul trouble. You know, we're looking down the bench, and those guys aren't used to getting a lot of playing time. But Ben Skoranek struggled in the first half, came in the second half, and really played great basketball.
Coach, congrats on the state championship win. You're going to have one heck of a story to tell your first grandchild here.
That is right. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you.
Back to you.